This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Tim Vielmanson.
And this week, guess who's back? Back again. We've got our producer, Devin, back in the studio to answer some of your incredible fan questions, because we know you all love Devin so much. She's one of us now. She is a psycho. We love her. But let's see. Some questions were like, which episode of That Pineapple Show is best? How amazing is it working with Tim and I? You know the deal. So without further ado, enjoy Devin. Episode part due. We sure did. Devin, are you ready? Oh, Tim, I loved it. Okay. Are you ready to podcast the shit out of part due?
Let's do it, part due. Okay. Let's podcast the shit out of it.
Fan questions.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, if you've heard last week's episode, you realize how amazing Devin is and why we needed a D-Dog part due, because we needed to get the answers to DeVault. A special fan episode.
No one's going to top that. Nothing's going to top that.
And question episode dedicated to our dear D-Dog. So Maggie Lawson, you are the keeper of the fan questions.
First off, Devin, thank you so much for doing another episode where we got to include the, I can't say their names, I guess. Can we say psychos? We're not saying psych. I feel like we can.
I feel like we can say the title of the show, because I think people know what they're
Yeah.
We're not saying, hey, everybody, go out and listen to watch show X.
Right. Yeah. We're not. It's true.
They know what.
Yeah.
Because we are the psychologists are in it.
A psych rewatch podcast. It feels good to say that again, you know? Why don't we just say it? We're not getting in trouble for saying it. And Devin is our leader, our producer, our everything. We can't live without her. And we had such a nice episode that you guys are listening to today, actually, but we talked to her a few days ago and realized we needed a second. Yeah. So Devin, are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Devin, are you ready to help us podcast the shit out of it?
Absolutely. Again.
Number one, since you're a psycho now, what is your favorite psych episode?
Okay. So I mentioned this on the Twitter before. I feel like people are going to be like, come on, this is cheating. But a Barry Juliet episode has been my favorite since I've seen it.
Are you serious?
That was always my favorite. I'm such a sucker for a romance. I watched it during a breakup. And it was like...
Oh, that'll do it. By the way, maybe we're telling anyone to watch that episode, because we're not saying go watch that episode.
We're not.
But it is the best. But you've already seen it. And, know, it's so amazing because it's so hardcore, chock full of Margaret Cassidy Lawson, our heroine of the show.
Oh my God. But it's everybody. I feel like I even forgot how, like, James, Dulé, you, everybody in that episode is, we all have such fun things to do that are a little bit different than what we normally do, and everybody kills it. It's good. I'm Devin. I love that. That's your favorite episode.
And I will say, close second, Lights, Camera, Homicidio. I love that one.
Amazing.
Watch it.
Don't watch it.
Psychonic.
But it is psychonic.
That's a psychonic episode. And I love that. Like, you went back. A lot of times, most people
season 2 and 4.
Yeah. Like most people's favorite episodes are usually later. So I love this. I love this about you. All right. What kind of bits? That's so cute. Would you write for the show? What kind of bits would you write for the show?
Okay. I've had like a bit in mind for a while where I think it would be funny to do a bring your kid to work day, like later on if the show came back.
Oh.
And yeah, I always like when shows do like a character with a similar character, but they're not like they're different. They bring in a person who would be like Woody. I think like bringing in a little kid who would be a little Woody would be so funny.
Oh my God, Devin, that is such a good idea.
Or a like little a Woody trip. Yeah, like you know when kids go to like a police station or like go to, I don't know, somewhere. Each person gets their own mini kids that are similar to them. I think that would be
hilarious. God. Like a big brother sister thing or like,
get a mini Jules and then Tim, you get a mini Lassiter. And
can you imagine what the fun we would have?
Either be a adopted child, one of his I'd rathers. Uh-huh. Or I'd bring Lily.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Lily. Yeah. Amazing. Oh, yeah, Devin says. But that's a very funny idea. Yes, go on.
Thanks. I like have a bunch. I like brainstorm when I saw this question. I think getting the guys to drink boba, because I can just picture Sean spitting boba at Gus. I feel like
that's so specific and so good.
I like because they love their food, but I feel like Sean would take the straw and like spit the boba at Gus, like in the ear or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. I love that. That's funny. Yeah. Boba, Sean and Gus. Sean and Gus go to boba.
Yeah, that could be like a
sea plot. Sean has to strain it through his teeth. That's like push one of the tapioca up through his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
I
then
love
Gus
this.
Just going viral for like a public freak out. I feel like we got to involve TikTok nowadays into the show.
Oh my God.
Like him going viral for something. I'm not sure what. Maybe like a Karen moment, but it's not really a Karen moment.
Yeah.
I guess getting viral.
Karen, like a Karen, not like Karen, not like Chief Vic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a Karen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Season 9, you got to write on the show.
I mean, how great of a bit. That would be, Gus going viral is such a necessary. We have to see that for a moment. And if it's a freak out, but I also could see it being like him being smooth and like he really getting carried away with it at some point, you know, when he goes into like that mode.
Yeah, he goes like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's very funny. Devin, these are great bits.
Thanks.
Yeah, season 9. Devin, you're hired. What made you want to be, so on that note, what made you want to become a TV writer? And was there a certain series or writer that I guess inspired you? Yeah.
Yeah. I think Parks and Rec was a show that I really fell in love with the characters. And I think all TV shows are really like character first, then plot. Once you have a good character, you can put them into good scenarios. And that show made me really fall in love. And there was a writer on there named Joe Mandy, who is like a stand-up. He wrote for that show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah. No. I just knew who that is. Yeah.
Caveat, don't watch that show.
No. Oh, yes. We're not saying to watch the shows.
It's on a Struck network.
Yes.
Yeah. But
so don't watch it.
Any show with a good character base, when you fall in love with the characters, then you can do literally anything with them.
And it has to be comedic.
And then,
so was that what made you want to become a writer, or were you also just kind of like, wait, I'm kind of good at this because you're very good at it?
Oh, stop it. I think I've always just been like, every teacher would be like, Devin's a writer, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like every teacher says something to a kid where you find yourself, like, someone's like, you speak a lot in class. You could be an actor. You could be a performer. And I think I was just shy and I wrote. So they were like, I can see you being a writer.
You could be a mathematician or a scientist.
No, never. They'd be like, you can solve this problem. You're like, no, you can write a fart joke. And I'd be like, I can do that.
Devin, yes. And then you were like, you could have written on Parks and Rec for sure.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I can see that. I would love to, but don't watch it.
We're not saying to watch it. We're just talking about things that have inspired Devin to become a TV writer.
I always heard it was awful and people shouldn't watch it.
No. Well, yes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you all, but I go through these periods of time where there's just a lot going on or I'm really worried about things that I will wake up in the middle of the night and it's if like this little, the second I open my eyes, like all the scary, bad thoughts in my brain, that's when they like to rush in. That's like their favorite time, right? When I'm trying to like rest and have a nice sleep. It's like, no. Do you ever find that you're just trying to fall asleep and your brain suddenly won't stop talking or in the middle of the night like me? Or do your thoughts start racing right before bed? Any other opportune moments this happens? I just discussed mine. It turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. This is where I think therapy is really helpful because this is just about you. It's sort of about getting to know yourself, right? So these horrible thoughts come in. And I feel like for me, therapy, I can actually talk through the thoughts, but also kind of like almost form a relationship with them so that when they show up unwanted in the middle of the night or as I'm trying to go to sleep, I can just sort of be like, I see you. I don't even know if you're real. And I can swat them away. Just tell them they're not welcome here and to go away. It doesn't always work, but this is what I'm working on. And therapy, I think, is very helpful to do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's that easy. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pineapple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pineapple. With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. You know, Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You will save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. I have to say, with Factor, you can skip that extra trip to the grocery store and chopping and prepping and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's it. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy and get back to crushing your goals. Adjust your stride this autumn without missing a step. Level up with Gourmet Plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. I've tried them. It's really that quick and they're really that good. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. Too busy running around during the day to think about lunch? Keep your energy up with lunch to go. Effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. Round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices. I love these. Shakes and smoothies. My other favorite. I know I said truffle butter was my favorite, but this is also my favorite. With Factor, you can rest assured you are making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all of their meals. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/pineapple50 and use code pineapple50 to get 50% off. That's code pineapple50 at factormeals.com/pineapple50 to get 50% off. What is next? Someone says, I am very, all caps, interested in podcast editing and have been very unsure. No, that's not in all caps, but very unsure of how to get into it. Yeah. How does one get into podcast producing, editing, any of that?
Yeah. I think everyone has a podcast nowadays. You can even create one if you want to. It's very easy. There's so many free editing services. I like the script. That's what I use to edit. It transcribes everything for you. Super helpful to read and hear your audio play back for you. And everyone has iMovie, I think, on their computer. You can edit clips on there for free. And basically, you just get a USB mic, get a nice pair of headphones, and podcast.
Wow. Look at Devin breaking it down.
Yeah. You have something good to say. You know, not everyone needs a podcast, though. I will say that.
When I was sort of in between work after the show with The Crown went away and nothing else was happening, my manager was like, why don't you do a podcast? And I was like, are you out of your mind? No. I couldn't imagine. And then my dear friend Maggie calls one day and is like, hey, you want to do this thing? Like, I don't know what that thing is, but yes, if you're involved.
Yeah. That's, look at us now, Tim. Like,
everyone does have a podcast.
Yeah. Some people.
Not as good as ours, though.
No.
Because what is, I mean, honestly, people, what is as good as the psychologists are in?
Yeah.
Zero. There's the answer. Nothing. No podcasts.
No. We podcast the shit out of it.
You know, unless there's a podcast about how to save dying children from burning houses, maybe that one would be a little bit better. But no, we truly podcast. They wouldn't podcast the shit out of that.
Steve Frank said he wanted to do a rewatch podcast of this rewatch podcast.
Oh yes,
that would be the second best.
That would be the second best. That would be the second best. Oh, Steve, we love you. We gotta have Steve on again. But yeah, we'll figure out. Anyway, so let's see. What other podcasts do you produce, Devin?
Okay. Starting with the very first one, I produced Busy Phillips' podcast for a bit.
Okay.
And then I went to Holly Ramsey, Gordon Ramsay's daughter's podcast.
Oh my God, that was huge. Yeah.
Was she really mean like Gordon is?
So kind. Mm-hmm. Literally one of the nicest people. Beautiful voice. Perfect for podcasting. Just like so soothing to listen to.
Love that.
What did I do after that? I did another one with John Paul Jones from The Bachelor.
Yes, JPJ.
JPJ.
Wait, he had his own podcast?
Yeah, Jibber Jabber with JPJ.
That's very cute, actually. He was a hoot.
He was the star of that season.
He was the star of that season.
And Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. Don't even get me started. The Bachelor and The Bachelor series is my favorite.
Oh, Devin. Devin.
Yeah.
Have we not talked about this?
Perhaps not.
Oh no. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. Like,
oh no, that's the point.
No. Like,
oh,
it's bad how, yes.
You're making me lean in. What?
My addiction to the show. And I was late to Bachelor in Paradise, but holy hell, am I all in now?
Paradise is the one.
Paradise
Bachelor and Bachelorette, fine.
Again, don't watch any of these shows. Although I have to say it is one of my favorite garbage TV shows.
Yeah. And it's also probably not SAG, but it is on a network.
Yeah.
And she gives me such crap because she's like, you never used to watch the show with me. But then I'd wake up on the day the show is on. I'm like, hey, guess what is? It's Bachelor Monday night. She didn't want to watch. Like, no, we're in for penny. We're in for penny. We got to go in for paradise.
I was the thing. Can I tell you, after Winter Games, I was not into Bachelor Winter Games at all. No. And I had not done Bachelor in Paradise. So I was like,
you know what Winter Games is.
You're you don't need to. Thing. And they're never going to do it again. But Bachelor in Paradise, I watched one season thinking it was going to be ridiculous. Because I, for some reason, I don't know why I had that in my head. And then I was like, what have I been missing?
Oh, like,
it's so good.
I'd call it STD Island.
Or STD Island, correct. And probably. Although my hope is that they're all...
I do hear that they are all tested.
All checked before. Yeah. Let's hope. Let's hope for all of their sakes. But Devin, I cannot believe we've never connected about this. That was one of the reasons I stopped saying the word journey. Was because,
oh my gosh. That did ruin
that's every other word out of their... Yeah. Like,
and here for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says it.
I'm not here for whatever. I'm not here for whoever or whatever.
Not here to be
JPJ. JPJ. Though.
He was iconic. So
wait,
good.
Keep going with your resume though. I just can't believe we've never like Monday nights for me are like champagne, sugarfish, and Bachelor.
Ooh.
Like everyone leave me alone.
It's always fun to watch with your partner at the time to be like, ah, we're so much better than them. Like we don't have to do this.
It's also really fun to like to someone who's never watched it, especially a guy, especially in a relationship, to watch it for the first time.
And then they're hooked.
And then they're like, she doesn't mean that. They're like more into it.
It's like a sport. Yeah. 100%. I did see the fantasy, Bachelor Fantasy League for a bit. There was a website for it.
Can I do my Bachelorette impression?
Can we bring it back? Please. Yes, Tim. We want to see it.
It's going to take a second.
Oh, no.
Pick
me. What's wrong with me?
Oh, my God. Oh, that was spot on. Oh, no, more. What's We're getting more tears.
I love. What's wrong with me?
Oh, and they're always in the limo going
Always
home.
In the limo. Always on the limo. Getting sent home. Ah, oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Such a waste. I feel so stupid. Such a waste of time.
And yeah. And yet.
You get
some
all
people
sponsors.
Have made it.
I know.
Yeah, you get all the sponsors. No, some of the couples have made it. Oh my God. Devin, I wish we could talk more about it, but like, we should do a bachelorette episode. That's like, that's like my me time? That is my, like my Monday night me time is the bachelor.
Maggie, I did not know this about you. I don't know.
Leave me alone.
We need to throw a bachelor viewing party, I think. I've always wanted to like set up roses and do like a cute little charcuterie board.
My problem is that it's been so specific to my quiet, like my,
yeah,
because I can just be so gross and in it. And like, but if I can be around other people that I'm allowed to be that way with, like Melanie has done like other podcasts about The Bachelor, like Bachelor theme podcast. Yeah.
Have you heard of the We Accept This Rose with two friends of ours, two alumni of ours?
And they talk about The Bachelor?
They talk about, yes.
I will find out and whatever. Devin, I want to get back to your podcast resume. Tim,
I'll have to send you the, let me see if I can hold up this picture.
Okay. Devin, keep going. Tell us more. So you did JPJ.
Yes. JPJ, Meghan Trainor's podcast.
Right.
Working with Meghan Trainor. Okay. Did that for a bit. Oh, Tim.
Oh my God. That's so cute. Oh, that's Deanna. Yeah. That's so cute.
Deanna Pavas, when we were... You got it? Good enough?
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Deanna Pappas.
This was Deanna Pappas and I, who I believe was, and I say it another time because I didn't watch the show at the time. She was one of the original Bachelorettes?
Yeah.
She and I went to visit troops together in Qatar in 2009. That's obviously my last first season 2 buzz cut.
She's a lovely, lovely human. Well, I don't know. It sounds like
she's very sweet.
Human. Yeah, yeah. I love that.
I'm not the first person to say, hey, can you take a picture of me with the rose? She was a very good sport.
That's very cute.
Friday, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there is a better way to break your bad habits. We are not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor. We are talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the quote-unquote bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. See, instead of bad, Fume is good. It is a habit you are free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting. Fidgeting. Give your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. I know so many people that, whether it's smoking, whatever it is, that part of the thing they don't want to let go of is the sensation that the touching something, the tangible part of it. And so Fume is kind of helping you keep that while getting rid of the bad stuff. The first time I tried it, I thought it was just way more flavorful than I thought it would be. It's like super refreshing and actually very, very good. It's also made of real wood and it's stunning to look at. And you know that I'm a sucker for cute packaging. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and it's even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there is no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive bad habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code pineapple to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume, FUM.com and use code pineapple to save an additional 10% off your order today.
Devin, keep going.
Okay. We did some American Girl podcasts together.
Yes, we sure did. Me time.
Oh, me time.
Me
time.
That one.
That one's me great. Time.
This is, you do a lot of podcasts, Devin.
The Fertility Chick, Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe, Welcome to Paradise, It Sucks, and so many more.
So many more.
Yeah.
What's the best flavor of Starburst? This is my favorite question for you so far.
I would say pink. I think that's probably my favorite.
Let me just ask you a follow-up question. What kind of pink?
Oh.
Pink?
Oh! Yes,
thank you for asking. I would say Pepto Pink.
I mean, that was a softball.
Here's a question. Does it taste like Pepto?
You know, that would be interesting.
It would be interesting. Made,
yeah. You know, Tums, they make some good tasting Tums.
Yeah, yeah. Tums is not bad. I've had my share of Tums and, I never.
They're pretty good.
Gag. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite question. What's it like working with Maggie and Tim?
Yes, do tell.
You are on the spot.
I know. It quite possibly is the best experience. Working with these two has been a pleasure. Tim's like, yeah, you know it.
Correct answer.
I feel like this is my time. The last episode was you praising me, but now it's like my time to do 40 minutes of I love Tim and Maggie so much. Working with them is incredible.
We don't have anywhere to be.
Tyler, what she wins.
Yeah, you guys are just some of the nicest people I've ever met. And I just love working with you both. It's
Devin,
incredible.
We love you so much. Aww. And honestly, like, I know I said it last episode, but like, it's you do so much more than the way you outlined your job. It's like, it's above and beyond. So, and
here's the insider insight that people don't know about Devin. When we do these Zoom 8 podcasts, because of this, the software we use, you enter into a waiting room. So, the camera's on. So Devin has access to watching us. I can't see either of them. But so Devin gets to sit there and watch me wax my mustache and blow my nose and or pick my nose. Yeah. Which is gross.
No, it's true, but like it's even more.
But yet she never calls me on any of it.
Now I will. Now I'm going to.
Truly is DeVault.
I am.
She is DeVault. Yeah. She is DeVault. Wait, do we have any more questions?
There was one that I liked. It was when it comes to production, do you like it in person or on Zoom?
Yeah.
I think both of you light up when you're on stage with a live audience. And it's just such a great feeling to witness you guys just be performers. And
well, here's the secret. Yeah. I mean, certainly for me, it's not the live audience. It's Maggie Lawson.
It's Tim. It's us together. It's talking about this thing that we love so much. But honestly, like we just go up and do our thing. All the stuff that's been laid out before is stuff you've handled or taken care of. Not kidding. Like, you Absolutely. Know, by the time we even get up there. So it's a holistic thing where we are all working together, but it's like, because of what you do that we just get to go sit down in those chairs and be Maggie and Tim and which we love. It's our favorite thing to do and talk about the show that we love so much. Like,
but I will say Zoom is great because I'm wearing pajamas. I'm wearing pajama bottoms.
At least you're wearing pants, unlike some of us.
Yeah, I'm in a skirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Or a dress. I'm in a dress with a sweater over it.
Okay, Mag. Oh yeah, your outfit for Beyonce was incredible.
Thank you. That was really fun. Beyonce was really
And you never answered my comment on your Instagram.
Oh, sorry. Did she ask about you?
That was my, my question was, did she ask about me?
Not only did she ask about you, she just, the first thing she said was, is Tim with you? And I said, not tonight. And then she never spoke to me again.
And then she was like, can I come on the podcast? I'm actually a huge Bae fan.
Oh my God. So we posted Me Time with Bae, and I cannot tell you how many people actually thought she was on Me Time.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, I thought you guys would know this was a ginormous joke. Well, but anyway.
Beyonce, if you're listening.
Beyonce, I'll have you Tim there.
Call anyway. I'll ask her.
Yeah. That was hilarious though, Devin. I love that you were like, seeing us live on stage is great, but I prefer Zoom because I'm in pajamas right now.
I think the live is obviously better. It's so great.
Yeah.
We get to also see the fan. We get to see all of our side fans.
But pajamas are awesome.
But pajamas...
Pajamas are hard to top.
I feel like it might be time for a new, another live stream coming up.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a live stream since we can't do live shows until next year. Yeah, maybe so. Hmm. That could be fun. Maybe we should do that. Yeah. I feel like we should do that, actually. I think it'd be really fun. And we could do non-off-topic show questions and a whole different vibe, maybe. Well, let's figure it out. Let's figure it out off Zoom.
A rando Magatim hangout.
Yeah. Can we just hang out and record it?
Coming up very soon, we are lucky enough to get the amazing Jackie DeCrenis, who was one of our original network executives and truly knows where all the bodies are buried and one of the reasons why our show was the great success it was.
Yeah.
So we're lucky enough to get talk to Jackie this weekend or next Monday, actually.
We're talking about
future episode coming out.
Two episodes. Yeah. And we love her and it's going to be really special. I love that we're talking to her and I want to talk to her about her podcast. So it's great. And I'm going to have her on Me Time too.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Devin's like,
right. Cause we talked about her on the big D-Dog episode.
We did.
You're going to hear us talk to her as was.
Yeah. About her. Yes.
Anyway. I love her too.
Me too. And we love Devin.
Oh my gosh.
And she's going to write on season 9.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting it. Magic of believing. It's going to happen.
You mean the magic of believing.
I don't know. We harmonized there a little bit, Jim. Thank you so much, Devin. This was another insanely, we could talk to you as we do. You all don't even know. How much Devin knows about my life or our lives because she witnesses everything. But
I'm having done 5 seasons of the show with you already. I knew so little about you. So I feel like I finally got to some of the keys to DeVault.
DeVault.
So I was really glad we did last week and this week.
Thank you all for listening. And let's all keep supporting Devin too. So give her shit, DM her, drive her crazy on the socials.
Awesome. Embarrass her, tell her how awesome she is all the time.
Yeah. D-Dog, D-Vault. Oh my God. I see t-shirts in the future. I see new merch. Uh-huh. D-Vault. I love D-Vault. Yeah. What does that mean?
Spinoff podcast. Right.
Spinoff podcast. Oh my God. Where Devin, we don't reveal anything. We just reveal all, Devin just talks about all the secrets she knows about all the things.
Everybody else. Unlocking the vault.
Unlocking. Oh my God. This is why you are a master at what you do. Look how quickly she came up with that. I love you both so much. Thank you again, Devin, for coming on the pod. And thank you for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. We've got a great guest coming on next week. We're so excited for you all to listen. Plus, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free eps. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.